The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
State leaders say this is huge. More than 16 million death, birth, and marriage certificates, as well as divorce decrees, have been scanned and digitized and can now be accessed for genealogy and family history research. Health Commissioner Dr. Marissa Levine says this is also helpful for anyone wanting to trace the lineage or find out if there is a history of certain illnesses. Barbara New is a genealogist with the Daughters of the American Revolution. She says conducting the research was a significant challenge prior to this collaboration.
As an example, for my own genealogy, I've gone to Carroll County, Grayson County, and then some counties in northwestern North Carolina looking for my own ancestors. So I would have to go to the courthouses themselves and do the physical research in the books, as opposed to having it online readily available in my home at my laptop.
Birth and death records go back as far as 1912 and marriage records from 1936. Vital records officials say as the process continues, maintaining the integrity and security of these records will still be a priority. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.